This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight, as always, lots to cover. And actually, an update coming up here. If I can pull it up, looks like I have to go grab a login for the New York Times website. Thank goodness for bugmenot.com.
I love it when you think you've got all your show prep lined up, and then the internet does something fun and exciting to you.
It was going to be a story about Jack Thompson, actually, an update on Jack Thompson.
I've got one here if you're ready to go.
About what's going on with him?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I've got other stuff, but if you want to jump into something, by all means.
Okay. I've got a story here from mercurynews.com. Ex-LAPD police officer gets 102 years, had to throw in that extra 2 years, in police raid case. A former Los Angeles police officer who participated in home invasion robberies staged to look like police raids was sentenced Monday to 102 years in prison. I don't really have to go much farther to be able to make my point on this.
Yeah.
William Ferguson, 35, was convicted of participating in more than 40 phony raids from early 99 to June 2001 at homes, working-class neighborhoods, while he worked at the department's scandal-ridden Rampart Division.
Right.
In January, federal jury convicted him of conspiracy. Anyway.
Man, they get the best of the best in L.A., don't they?
L.A. is probably the worst police, certainly has the worst reputation of any police department in the United States.
And that Rampart Division, I mean, it got some real bad press years and years ago, and it hasn't really ever gotten out of the mire.
Yeah, I don't even know what it's for, but I've certainly heard the name.
I believe it is a special gang response unit.
Mm-hmm. You know, LA's got a lot of problems, a lot of people, therefore a lot of problems.
So if you were in a gang, wouldn't you want to put some of your guys in the gang response unit at the LAPD?
Makes perfectly good sense. You know, New York's had a big turnaround in how they deal with crime and cleaning up their city. If New York City can do it, LA can do it. So, I know it can be done. They just have to take steps to do it, and they're failing at this point. But beyond that, 102 years, police officer convicted of home invasions. Now, he would stage these as basically fake police raids. So there would be a big bang at the door. People would come in yelling, police.
Police, right.
And
just like the police do when they really raid your house.
When they really raid your house. So what are you supposed to do? Now,
they could even get some police uniforms and stuff to wear.
They had them. It's not difficult. I've been in the supply stores where they sell these things. We used to have a caller, Bill, who worked in one.
Well, they claim, many of the supply stores will claim that they check to make sure that you actually work for a police department in order to allow you to purchase these products. But they don't all check.
And there's no way they could control this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
You can make your own.
If they choose to ID, that's fine and dandy with me. I applaud them in their efforts to, keep this restricted merchandise out of the hands of miscreants. But I know what black market materials, I know how those things work. And the fact is, if you want them, you could get them. I'll bet you I could go on eBay right now and buy some shirts that say police on them. You know, they sell them as novelties.
Yep.
And you can
get badges and everything.
You can't.
Patches.
At that moment in time, you can't discern between what's real and what's not.
How is one supposed to discern that? I mean, the only way you could really do it would be to call the police department and find out, hey, did you send a team over to my house to raid me today? But you're not going to have time to do something like that with someone bashing your front door in.
Absolutely not.
Now, did they actually break and enter, or did they just yell police and get people to open the door for them?
It was a home invasion. The specifics aren't there.
Okay.
But it wouldn't matter. You know, it really wouldn't matter.
That's true.
I guess they
probably just got people to open their doors.
Likely.
Because if it's just home invasions, you know, they're not going up against drug dealers.
Who wants to carry the big battering ram, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, anyway, Now it begs the question, these people that pull out guns when the police are actually doing raids, it's an incredible number, thousands of raids a year in this country. Well, like, for instance, Mays, Corey Mays down in Alabama, who's in
he's one
in,
of them.
In prison. He shot the police chief's son during one of these raids.
Because he was, it was the nighttime, and he was sleeping, and they were yelling and
not to mention
breaking
the wrong
his
house.
Door down, and he was trying to defend his family. That's what he was trying to do.
So here you've got this instance. I mean, you know, with questions like this, there's always people impersonating police officers. It makes you wonder whether you should consider any police officer that you find to be a police officer. That guy standing on the corner with the silly glasses and the, and his hands on his hip.
He could be a rapist.
Right. He could just be waiting for the next victim to go by.
Absolutely.
You know, the guy with the flashing blue gumballs that's trying to pull you over. He could be trying to do anything. What's this guy's motivation? You don't know. Mm-hmm. You just don't know. This guy won 102 years for 40 home invasions.
Wow.
Former cop, or, you know, I think he was a cop at the time.
Nice to see that one of them actually finally got punished for doing something awful. Many cops, they get defended by their police departments. I guess this guy was so egregious and such a violator that they had to do something about it. It wasn't just the normal cop steals drugs from someone, or cop is a drug dealer, or cop is a rapist, or cop likes little children. This is a little bit different. He really went over and above the level that most cops do, most corrupt cops do.
Yeah. Well, Ferguson's sentence was so severe because he was convicted of 4 firearms charges, which carry a mandatory sentence of 82 years in prison. U.S. District Court Judge Gary Allen Fees said that Congress passed such sentencing laws because they just don't trust people like me, the judge. It's not a reasonable sentence, he said, after the hearing. It's not reasonable. The cop abuses his power.
Who said that?
The judge.
So he said it was too
harsh.
Little? Too harsh.
It's too harsh. This police officer didn't deserve this kind of time.
Wow.
Are you telling me that the average person couldn't get 102 years
on
for 40
home invasions?
They're out of their minds. They're out of their minds. How many people were hurt? I don't know. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say
I'm
that anyone
amazed
was.
This judge even opened his mouth on that.
Yeah.
He didn't have to comment in that way at all.
Yeah. Well, I do understand.
It really goes to show what it is an us versus them mentality. Oh, this is so sad that we had to sentence this.
This was a
good
silly
officer.
Place to do it. I do agree that judges should have more latitude in their sentencing.
Oh, I agree with you there.
I think that Congress shouldn't be passing laws on whether or not, you know, on how judges are supposed have to sentence people. But in this particular instance, this shows the attitude of the people in the system against the people outside of the
yep.
system. You know, it's just too much. They would never have said that. If this was some black kid from Compton, 102 years wouldn't have ever been enough.
They'd have slammed the gavel and sent him down, you know, the
path. I think Ferguson, I believe he was black. But anyway, but if he was
some
just,
non-cop.
Right, right. It's a color issue, and the color's blue, not black.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
What else do you say?
Yeah, there's not
I mean,
much.
There you go.
He was convicted of charges that included conspiring to violate civil rights and conspiring to possess drugs with the intent to distribute them. He was sentenced earlier this month with more than 8 years in prison. Let's see.
I love the idea of presuming the cops are not actual cops. You know, when they come up to your car in the middle of the night, you get pulled over for something. How are you supposed to know? How do you know somebody didn't just go and swipe a police car?
Is it impossible? Has it ever been done?
Right, or if it's too dark, I mean, if it's really dark, how do you know that they didn't just put some lights on top of a Caprice that they drive?
They have that. They Crown Vics.
Crown Vic, that's what it is.
Capri Classic, they have some police departments.
Maybe one of those
too.
New Chargers that you're seeing
right
there?
Right, Chargers.
Put some lights up there.
Mustangs.
Yeah, I mean, if it's dark out and it looks like a cop car, you're not going to be able to get out of your vehicle and go back and, oh, well, let me just check your paint job and make sure that you're the real deal there, officer. No, all right.
And like you said, it doesn't even the paint job doesn't
yeah.
even matter.
Look, officer, you want to give me some paperwork? You
but
can
this
just
guy was a cop,
through the window.
You know, I mean, yeah. he was doing this while he was a cop.
Right.
He was doing fake drug raids, you know, under the auspices of the office of the police.
Well, I wonder what, you know, I know we have some law enforcement officers that actually listen to the program on a regular basis. I don't know how many of them listen live, but if you're out there tonight and you want to comment on this one, what should people do who are concerned about this? People who, you know, how would you handle this if there was a rash of cops pretending to be, well, you know, people pretending to be cops or cops doing what this guy did? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 350,000 posts there for you to surf around through. That's a lot of stuff. You can talk about various different issues, serious, fun, whatever you want. Over 2,000 people are interacting, and it is free. So go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, it's happening June 9th through the 15th. And at Porkfest, you'll be able to expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations, and listen to concerts, enjoy some barbecue, and socialize around the fire. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Of course, Free Talk Live is going to be in attendance, and we will be broadcasting, I believe, 3 full nights of the show from Porkfest. So I think they're still ironing out some of the details on the Thursday night gig. From what I understand, they're trying to figure out exactly where we're going to be. It looks like we may be inside a bar, which I think will be kind of a cool little experience. So
it'll be fine.
So looking forward to seeing everybody there, and lots of people were there last year. Hopefully the turnout will be even better this time. So once again, go to porkfest.com. As we go to your phone calls, Kevin is on the line in Minnesota. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Good evening. Actually, I wanted to bring this up last night, but you guys easily got me off into psilocybus, and so it's so easy to get sidetracked of what I wanted to talk about with that topic. But I wanted to talk about Best Buy.
Best Buy.
Yes.
The store. Okay.
The chain. Corporate. I had to clear my throat there.
Yep, I heard you.
Sounds like you've had some bad experiences.
Well, and let me digress.
Please.
As you guys may recall, or might not, you get plenty of callers, but I have Gulf War illness, and I have recently lost my sight.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Sorry to hear that.
And I went to Best Buy because I needed...
Are you 100% blind?
I can see where the window is, and if you wave your hand in front of my face, I can notice the light difference, but pretty much lost it. And I've lost this within the last 7 months.
So you need one of those sticks that blind people carry to get around?
Well, I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
so I pretty much stay stationary and listen to a lot of radio.
Great.
But... before I lost my sight, as I was progressing to a point of where my sight was pretty bad, I went to Best Buy, and we needed a new laptop. Excuse me. And so I looked at one of the top of the lines. And since I was losing my sight, I decided to get one that had a really big screen on it. And I specifically asked the gentleman, I said, look, I'm losing my sight. I'm going to be getting software from the VA in order to help me work with my computer and read stuff off of the computer for me. Will Vista operating system be compatible with these programs? Oh, yeah, Vista is one of the best programs, operating systems that have came out and stuff.
Okay.
Lo and behold, every program that I'm getting does not have compatible issues with Vista.
So what, does it only work on Windows XP or something like that?
Right, and I'm hearing a lot of bad things about Vista.
I have been hearing a lot of bad things about Vista, too.
Right, and so then I call up Best Buy, and I explain the situation. They said they'll get somebody back to me.
Okay.
A month goes by, call again. A month goes by, finally I'm like, I want to talk to a manager. I discuss it to a manager of what's going on. And he said, well, what we can do is we can downgrade you to the XP operating system.
Sure.
And so I said, okay, well, then what about all of the programs that came along with my computer for the reason I bought it with? Because my wife uses the computer, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You want Windows. You want Excel. You want PowerPoint.
Right. Well, we also have some media programs so we can transfer the kids' videos into DVD and stuff like that.
Okay.
And... because it's called a HP Media Center. It's a pretty nice big computer.
Sure. So all that was preloaded on there.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, well.
Oh, boy.
And I said, are you serious? I was told that it was going to be compatible with these operating systems, or the operating system would be compatible with all my visual aid programs, and now it's not. And then... basically, he goes, well, you can talk to the technicians. They sent me to the Geek Squad, and this guy said that, well, yeah, we can downgrade you, and if you have the programs, you can bring them in.
Physically have the programs.
But you don't. Because
but anymore, people don't even get programs.
No.
You don't get the discs. You just have them loaded on the computer.
Well, if anything, when you get a new laptop or a new computer, they usually will give you some sort of system restore discs,
Which...
Well, they don't even do that now.
Really?
What they do is the minute you turn the laptop on, it tells you instantly to put in a blank disk, and then you have to provide your own blank disk, and then they will give you a. Then they immediately make you a backup.
But even that, but that backup will just restore it to the Vista with all the other stuff that you know the system that didn't work for you. So they're basically saying, well, okay, we'll put Windows XP on there, and if you can provide us with the other programs which you don't have, they would have put those on there for you too. So you're SOL then essentially. What about HP? What about the computer company?
Well, I've been working with that, but the last thing I wanted to bring up about this manager of it, he said, well, sir, if we made every customer happy, we would lose money.
Jeez.
And I said, yeah,
what you're asking for is not unreasonable. I mean, it's not unreasonable.
Well, and this has just blew me away because I said, basically, you're telling me that it's more important for you to make money than to have good customers. And he's like, well, I wouldn't say it that bluntly. And I'm like, what did you just tell me?
That doesn't, it doesn't make any sense. And absolutely, businesses make money by making people happy.
This was the store manager, because the big guy wasn't there at the time. He was out on meetings or something like that. But,
I don't know what the websites are, but there are some really great websites that I've stumbled across in the past out there that are devoted to bringing attention to consumer issues like this. And I wish I could name them off for you, but I don't have them. But if you poke around, I'm sure you'd be able to dig these up, and they're a great place to go and get resources to share your story with others. You may want to move up the chain here. If the store manager is not doing it for you, go up to the district manager. Do what you've got to do. I had an incident with a grocery store where they did not want to make good on an awful experience, and I went all the way up to the corporate offices, and I finally got someone to do something for me. And I actually had to kind of use my leverage as a talk show host. Otherwise, I don't know if they'd ever have done it. So, but it never hurts to keep going up the chain as far as you can possibly go.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a fighter being military, and I don't stop and roll over and play dead. I'm like, okay. And my friends call me the bulldog because when I get out an issue, I grab on.
Well, let us know what happens with this issue, Kevin. And thank you for the call, and good luck with that.
You bet, guys.
Always bad to hear bad customer service stories like that.
Mm.
But, of course, for the most part, most of these companies do a pretty good job of customer service.
Yeah, if you go into business, you're going to have unhappy customers if you're in business long enough.
Right. Otherwise, they won't stay in business. So they'll get it right, or else we're going to talk about it on Free Talk Live, and that might hurt their business a little bit. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Paul did not quit. Go to RonPaulFlags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win and educate yourself about the delegates. Also, go to Feel Great and Get Paid by visiting RonPaulFlags.com. Now you can be healthy and wealthy. So kick the time clock off the wall and make an extra $2,000 to $10,000 a month or more in 6 months. Want to know another little secret? The Granny Warriors take this product and feel great. Speaking of the Granny Warriors, RonPaulFlags.com is selling the world-famous Granny Warriors War Wagon. The minimum bid will be $20,000. This is a national archive. The War Wagon has been signed by Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Jack Blood, Alex Jones, Michael Bodnarik, Arnold Stang, and many others. Original art by Captain American artist. Go to RonPaulFlags.com for more updates. That's RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Support RonPaulFlags.com today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo proving they listen to the show. See for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Or working out and eating right? No longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Check out notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls, Danny is on the line in Tennessee. Hello, Danny.
What's up, guys? Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Gotcha. What's on your mind tonight?
I heard some interference. Not much, man. I'm just calling to let you guys know I started listening to you guys about maybe a month and a half ago. And,
really? No, just as a point of information here, you're listening on the radio in Marysville?
WBCR?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, we had thought we'd lost them as an affiliate, so I'm making a note to double verify that. So we've been on for at least a month there?
Maybe longer. Like I said, I'm just guessing.
Okay,
but,
okay. Good to know.
You all were on, and then you were.
Huh, okay.
Like one day I went to listen to something else that's usually on, and it was you guys. And I, to be honest with you guys, I didn't really, I don't know how to say this nicely.
You thought we were nuts.
Well, not that exactly. I didn't think you were nuts. I just didn't agree with something you had said one day to a caller. But I overlooked that and was like, let me just check them out a couple more days and see what's going on. You know, because you got to get used to certain show hosts and their sense of humor or their lack thereof or et cetera. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
The way you guys are. And you had a caller, I guess you would call him a I'm probably going to get killed for this, but a conspiracy theorist or whatever, which he was kind of out there, I would agree, but I was like, well, they kind of, you kind of brush them off as kind of a wacko, which that, you're entitled to your own opinion, of course, and I'm very open-minded. I could care less what people think because, you know, I think what I think. But anyway, sure. I just want to call it, you guys know that I really like you guys now. I don't listen to you every day, but I try to at least. I got me a new job, so I've been working a lot lately. I just wanted to know what you guys thought of, you probably heard this from callers, I'm not sure, but some people call them chemical trails in the sky and stuff. Well, I want to know what you guys thought about those, if they exist, if they don't. And
I think that they're... I'll field this one. I think that it's possible that the government is out there trying to... As a matter of fact, I'm sure the government has tried to control the weather, whether that's a state government or the federal government or, you know, even governments of other nations. I'm sure they've been trying to control the weather, and I'll bet you that they've done that using planes and chemicals and things like that.
The only reason I asked was because on Monday, I've noticed them for a long time now since I actually started listening to, like, alternative news. They've talked about them quite extensively. And
they do.
And Monday I was out going to work, and they were, like, all over. It was a clear sky when I started going to work, but by the time I got to work, it was, like, literally, like, at least 75 or so, like, huge, like, puffs of straight lines, you know, it's like, trails in the sky, like, all over the freaking place.
Yeah, I'm not sure that what we see in the sky, the contrail, chemtrail thing, I'm not sure that that is evidence that they are doing it.
Right.
I know that they, oftentimes, they'll say, you know, yes, we're spraying for mosquitoes with malathion or something like that. It may very well be. I don't know. One thing I do know in this particular instance is there's nothing we're ever going to be able to do about it.
Sure.
The problem is the government's too big, not that the government's spraying chemicals, because we're never going to – if this is a secret program, which I don't know why the government will try to keep it secret that they're changing the weather – unless it was some kind of, like, they're trying to create
some people think it'd
kill us all.
I do agree with you guys on the fact that the government is terribly too big, and we need to downsize them quite extensively because they're taking everything we got, man.
Here's my concern, Danny, and I'd like to answer the question now if I might.
You may.
Sure, go ahead.
I understand where you're coming from on this one. I've looked into it, and I think that what we're dealing with here is just yet another distracting conspiracy theory. Whether or not it's true doesn't matter for the reason Mark suggested, because if it's true, there's nothing we can really do to stop these people. I mean, it would be as easy to stop this program as it is to stop the military from bombing people in Iraq. You and I, neither of us, are going to be able to stop this government from doing these things.
So
there's no point in spending a bunch of time focusing on it. And I'm not suggesting that's what you're doing. You've heard of it. You've looked up at the sky, but some of these people, some of them spend all of their free time researching this stuff, and they, you know, they go on websites and they look into it and they post things and they take pictures of the sky, and it becomes their hobby to sort of be, you know, the chemtrail guy. And really, that's not going to result in anything productive as far as liberty in our lifetime is concerned. And that's what my major concern in life is getting achieving a state of liberty in my lifetime. And that's that issue, or, you know, whatever other conspiracy theory you want to throw out there, lizard people, the Illuminati. I mean, you know, you can go off the deep end with the conspiracy theories. None of those things are ever going to bring us one inch closer to achieving liberty in our lifetime. Talking about
I think that they will bring you inches closer, but I think that it's going to take a really long time to be able to get an amount of the public convinced that the Illuminati is in charge or something like that.
Right.
And plus, that's a disempowering story. Well, there's the Bilderbergers are out, the Schnurrenbergers are out there, and they control everything, and there's nothing you can do. But, I mean, where's the power in that?
Yeah, that's where all the conspiracy stuff leads to, is that there's there's this ultimate group of men and sitting in a dark, smoky room in some hotel in Europe, you know, making decisions for everything, and that we're all helpless to whatever it is that they decide to do with our lives. That is the end game for many of these conspiracy theorists. It's where they logically go to, because they believe, as someone called in last night to suggest that, well, you know, George Bush is being controlled by these other guys. Oh, okay, well, great. So you can't really do anything, right? You can't really change it.
Right. You can't vote for anybody because they all are members of the CFR.
And
they are all members of the CFR.
Well, except Ron Paul, but yeah.
Right. I voted for him, and look where we're at today.
Yeah. If we suggest something radical, like the Free State Project, like moving liberty activists together into the same state, the conspiracy theorist response
is... At least the callers that we generally get.
Right. The conspiracy theorist response is, well, they're going to bomb you, or they're going to roll in tanks, or whatever other excuse I will, you know, spit out of my mouth to give me a reason to just stay where I am and not do anything.
Right.
So that's where we... That's where this whole conspiracy theory thing leads to, and it's really it's just a waste of time, because I think one of the reasons why the conspiracy theorists promote it is to promote that they think the government is evil, and I agree with them there. But many of them believe they can just change around the heads of government, and then government will once again be good in their minds.
No.
They believe that if they put their people in, that government is good. But that's not true. Even if Ron Paul was the president, government would still not be good, because it would still be taxing. It would still be...
It'd be a hell of a lot better.
It'd be a few degrees better, yes. But,
hell yeah, yeah.
But it would not be good. Do you see
it
where I'm coming from?
It would solve all the problems.
Do you see where I'm coming from on this? There is no good government. And there is no fixing government. Government is an inherently flawed premise. It's an inherently flawed, bad idea, and we need to do something different. But calling radio shows and talking about 9/11 or chemtrails or, you know, whatever conspiracy is never really going to do anything. It's sure it'll bring some people on board with the belief that government is evil, but it won't bring them all on board, and it won't even bring a significant percentage on board. Whereas if we sit here and we talk about the story that, for instance, Mark led the show with tonight, that the police, that one of the cops in L.A. has been found to be doing home invasions that, you know, under the color of being an actual cop, that's a real story. There's no doubting it. There's no questioning it. We don't have to go and, you know, sample air samples from the air and run processes to determine it.
Try to convince people. Spend hours convincing an individual.
So I hope that helps, and thank you for the call tonight, and call us again sometime. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's just so frustrating to see people get mired down in the conspiracy theory and then come to the inevitable conclusion that they always do, and that is that it's hopeless, and it's not. There is hope, and don't ever lose sight of that. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to support the show, you like what we're doing here, then go shopping with us at the Free Talk Live store. We've got Free Talk Live t-shirts and hoodies, as well as various different hats. We've got hats for the winter and hats for the summer and different colors and different styles. So go over and get your hat shopping done and order some other stuff, too, at store.freetalklive.com. We, moments ago, got off the phone with Danny in Tennessee. And you had suggested something right when we went to break, and yep. I thought it was worth bringing up on the air. What was it you were getting at, Mark?
Well, Danny was reasonable. We have been blindsided and attacked many times by, you know, and that's how I felt, right? That's not reality. That's just, I felt blindsided and attacked by callers who disagree with our position on conspiracy theories, and some of them being more outrageous than others. And
like true believers.
Yeah, and I think that we should come up with a different terminology. For instance, when it comes to
separate someone who is a, you know, true believer, adherent, to away from someone like Danny, who might have been just someone who's intrigued or interested,
right. or a gorilla, you know. I mean, there's like they come out in droves after us, and I think that in order not to alienate some people that may believe some of these theories, and I, you know, I'm on the fence on some of these things. Do I think that the government could be, you know, could this chemtrail thing possibly be true? I'm not going to research it because it's not important to me.
Yeah,
but do I think it's possible? Yes, I do. Now, you know, and sort of to draw a parallel here, there's people out there that call themselves Christians, believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins, and it's a fine and dandy. I deal with them on a regular basis, and the dealing with them is pleasant, fun, good.
Sure.
And there's people out there that call themselves Christians that the dealing with them is combat. It is. It's unpleasant, and, you know, they try to jam their religion down your throat.
Yeah.
They, you know, they'll pass laws, you know, they'll vote for laws and pass laws that basically require you to follow their moral code, whether or not it's believing their stuff. And, you know, those people had more control over societies, different societies at different points in history, and it was never good. It was never good.
Mm.
So I've got a term for those people. I call those people Pharisees. I call the normal ones Christians. So I'm going to come up with I want a new term for the conspiracy adherents out there that are ambushers.
The true believers. I suggested conspiracy addicts.
Addicts or conspiracy zealots. I think either one of those is is something that would work.
So if you've got an idea, that's the reason we bring it up, is if you've got an idea, share it with us via either email or call in to share your ideas. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We continue here with your calls. It's George in D.C., TSA George, on the amp line.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I figured I'd give you a heads up on some new changes going on at TSA. One, the puffer's gone, so you're back to getting completely molested if you're a selectee. Sorry, Mark.
What happened to the puffer?
And wasn't the puffer just for bombs?
Essentially. Yeah, they decided it was it was too much hassle to maintain, so there goes about, $3 to $5 million of your taxpayers.
Yeah, we're going to toss these out. It's not like they can sell it to somebody else, you know?
Yeah, probably. Maybe we could sell it to Canada or something, hopefully, get some money back, but I doubt that's going to happen.
I doubt that there's anybody in the government in charge of selling used goods.
Yeah, tell me about it.
There is a guy. There is a guy. There's at least one guy out there. I think it was in Pennsylvania who takes the stuff that the TSA confiscates, all the variety of swords or whatever the stuff is that people try to get through the checkpoints, and he sells it on eBay. So there is a government guy.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, and he's also by military surplus. But also, here's the other thing. The whole, you don't have to show your papers to travel, you just get selective screening.
Yeah.
It's no longer the case anymore.
So now you have to, what?
If you don't have your ID, even if you say you lost your wallet, they pull you to the side, they call the airport cops, you got to give all this information, every ounce of information you get on your identity to these guys for them to then check with their computers, and if the cop ain't there, then you got to wait even longer to call TSA Intelligence Division at the headquarters, to verify who you are.
When did this go into effect?
I think it's already in effect.
Wow, that's interesting, because we know we've got listeners out there that make a point, Sam in Texas is one of them, that make a point of whenever they travel to not show ID and get the secondary screening. So I'm sure we'll hear eventually whether or not that's actually been implemented directly from our listeners who will experience that. But if it's true, I'm sorry to hear it.
That was in a briefing I've heard right there the other day at work. So I just thought I'd give you guys a heads up on that.
Appreciate that.
Now it's like you got the show, the papers, beat that.
Well, we knew it was going to get worse. I mean, it's not going to get better. They're not going to just stop and say, okay, the war on terror is over.
It's never
America,
going to be over.
America, go back to the way things used to be. No.
If only.
That's not going to happen. George, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's about it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call and the update. Appreciate the inside scoop. 800-259-9231. So there you have it. George says that you can no longer just get a secondary screening for not showing ID.
Now you have to go through some kind of interrogation?
That's what it sounds like.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interrogations are great.
Oh, boy. I'm glad I don't have to fly to go to New York City this summer, Mark. I feel so fortunate.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we don't have to, that we're not going, that we've chosen not to go to the Radio and Records
in D.C.?
Yeah, just D.C. and
L.A. Although L.A. was very nice. I mean,
it was
pretty
pleasant.
There, yeah,
it was certainly a pleasant weather, but
it's making me not want to go out.
Pleasant weather here.
Vegas, we were thinking about going to the podcast expo out in Vegas, and it's just, I just don't like flying now.
You just got to suck it up and do it. I mean, you know how to get through.
Yeah, just be obedient, right?
Yeah.
All right, we continue with your calls. Let's talk to Dave in Athens, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. Today I heard that 100 of the FLDS children were being housed in a certain house in Texas, and that they were looking for placement for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
Yes. Dave?
Like I said, they shouldn't renounce their religion.
So you don't think that they should renounce their religion?
What happens if they do, according to the Mormon? That's the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't do it. If you were in their place, you would not renounce your religion?
No.
So you would let your loved one, your 7-year-old son, be taken away forever
crazy.
By the government agents?
It's the worst decision anybody can be given.
Would you even be conflicted? I mean, would you, you'd be conflicted about it, right? I mean, it would be a tough decision.
It would be.
So you're saying they've got 100 kids and they're looking to put them out into to foster families? Huh?
Yes.
Well, what about the other 300? Have they already put them out?
I don't know.
I guess it was over 400, so yeah, it would be over 300 there.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, thanks for the info.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Thank you,
sir. 800-259-9231. Jack Thompson update coming up here shortly, but first we go to Josh in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'd like to continue the discussion about theology and the universe that you guys were having last night.
Sure. Yes, it was quite an extended discussion last night. What do you have to add to it?
Well, I want to bring up a few topics, but the first one I want to bring up is something that Jeremy said about the Adam and Eve story. First of all, have you guys ever heard of the Kabbalah?
The Kabbalah?
It's portion Judaism. Is that right?
I know nothing about this.
Judaism for women.
Well, the Kabbalah is basically the mystical aspect of Judaism.
Okay.
Occultists and practitioners of magic have used it as a system of enlightenment for a few centuries now.
Okay.
And the thing about the stories and what we know as the Old Testament, or what the Jews call the Torah, is that they really are just metaphorical stories, made-up stories that originated with the Kabbalah. Because in ancient Hebrew times, the rabbis and the mystics who studied the Kabbalah needed a way to help the early Jewish commoners learn the true nature of the universe. So they created stories based on the Tree of Life, which is the central symbol in the Kabbalah, which describes the various paths that they had to, you know, create these stories. So
now, this is the tree that's mentioned. This is the tree that's mentioned in the Adam and Eve story.
That's the same tree.
There's two trees mentioned. The one of the knowledge of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, and the Tree of Life. Right.
Right.
Okay.
But I'll use the story of Adam and Eve as an example. If you look at the Tree of Life in the Kabbalah, there are 10 aspects within the system called the Sephirot. And individually, these are called the Sephirah, and the top one is Kether or Kether, which, you know, ether, that's where that comes from, which is what the Jewish mystics at the time of the creation of the Kabbalah referred to as God or the supreme consciousness, you know, the universe, you know, what makes everything up. And since Kether or God was alone and it, not he, knew no duality, it had to compare itself to something.
All right, first of all, we're going to have to hold you over to hour number two. Hang on, Josh. 800-259-9231, way too intricate for the remaining 20 seconds here. So we'll find out more about this, the universe and the ether.
I'm not sure we're going to find out about
whatever it was he was getting at.
So
I want to find out what he had to say. Hour two coming up, Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The idea...